Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
But the work of the Office of the Attorney General and these special deputies has concluded.
And I will not be distracted from that job.
Are you now calling on him to resign? Yes.
Republican, conservative, senators, and congressmen doing the moral equivalent.
Even Fox has vaccination requirements.
The budget reconciliation bill is really the big thing here.
USA!
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
It is time to do the bottom line. And Michael Kelly has stepped into the studio. How are you, man?
Fine, brother. How are you? How's everything out west in our Holmes County?
You know, out in St. Charles County, or as we like to refer to it, God's country, life is good.
Yeah, no such thing as a coronavirus out there.
Huh? You know, it really doesn't. It's amazing how water kills it,
yeah,
right? So you start getting, there's a lot of stuff in the Missouri River, and evidently it killing coronavirus is one of those things. Well, Carl was just seeing a story about how evidently white-tailed deers have the antibodies for the coronavirus, and we have a lot of deer in St. Charles County.
Yeah,
no,
lots
that
of
just means that
them.
They had it.
Well, okay, that they had
that means
it.
They had corona.
So it's been there. It's already passed through. You know, I have a friend of mine who rides Harleys, and he split a deer at 70 miles an hour on a Harley.
He's lucky,
and
he's still alive.
No,
well,
kidding.
as he says, there are better ways to get off a Harley than doing that. So I don't do it. But we now affectionately referred to him as half a buck. So there you go. Tim Cudd. Yeah, he is alive and well, and he is doing well. So there we there. So we have our version of Mike and Mike in the Morning. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Cox, Michael Kelly, and to do the bottom line today. There is so much to talk about.
Hit me.
And, you know, I don't even know where to start. I mean, you've got this Democratic strategist who is tweeting about, hey, is it wrong to wish that Lindsey Graham dies because he's got COVID?
Asking
yeah,
for
would
a friend.
Be wrong.
I'm
I
like,
don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't.
Heard this.
Well,
oh,
when you
yeah.
have BLM of Rhode Island basically saying that was wrong, you should be fired.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Is it wrong for Kevin McCarthy to wish to want to hit Speaker Pelosi over the head with the gavel?
No.
Well,
but
so, wait a minute. You are good. See, this is what's wrong with 97.1. What the heck are you talking about?
You know,
I just sat there and called out whoever this clown was who talked smack about Lindsey Graham, and you're like, oh, it's okay for her to smack her upside the head with a gavel. Okay.
It depends on how hard he hits her.
Uh-oh.
You know,
and
I'm just kidding. Violence is
one
wrong.
One person's opinion.
Is at any way, that's not true. We've got... we're going to talk to Tanya Powers from Fox News Radio later on today about the whole Andrew Cuomo thing. So we don't have to get into all that. And I'm not even going to ask you to defend something like that?
Well, I don't defend it. What I've been encouraged by about my party is since this scandal's broke, we've been saying this man needs to go and there will be a process to remove him. It's unfortunate he's not made the decision to do that himself. But one thing about my party when it comes to this issue is we believe that what he's done is wrong and we will oust him. Unfortunately, y'all didn't give that treatment to the former president.
I mean, he was out there doing that stuff. I'd be willing to do a bet with you as to whether or not the legislature is going to oust him.
He's going to be gone.
I bet the legislature of New York will not oust him. They will give him a pass on this.
He won't make it to Labor Day.
Really?
Yeah, I'll come back on the
bottom
line.
I think we do need a bet here. Yeah.
You should come back and you should tell Mark Cox, Mike Elam was wrong.
I'll come back with you, Elam. I'll come back with you, brother.
All we have to do is get Cox to go on another Western vacation.
Where's he at?
He's on his way back, and he will be back here tomorrow.
Sweet.
So he was out enjoying the Western lands. Are you happy about Prop R getting done?
That was the community college?
Yes.
So obviously something near and dear to your heart.
I have great issues with elections that cause tax increases that are put on a ballot where nobody's going to show up.
Mm-hmm. I don't know which municipality it was yesterday, but somebody approved a fire tax and a police tax, I think it was, and total votes, 6.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, 8% of the people voted in this election. The property taxes of everybody will go up. I personally was supportive of the property tax increase for the community colleges, as were most of the big businesses in town and the importance of community colleges. But I have a significant issue about throwing these types of issues on an election where nobody's going to show up. It's in August and an off cycle.
So how do you feel about getting rid of these April elections completely? And let's just move to August and November.
Well, this was in August, but it was an August off cycle. And so when
getting rid of these type elections.
I'm all for it. I don't think that this is an effective way to do governing. And I think it's really a strategy from people like myself who do this for a living. We know full well that people aren't going to show up in an August election.
All you have to do is get your people out,
and
you're good.
You put that out there. And this is played on all sides. I mean, it's a way to it's a way to pass an issue where only the truly committed will participate. I think it's wrong. I was supportive of the community college's effort. I think it was wrong to put it in August. Now, before about 4 years ago, the Missouri legislature passed an initiative that you couldn't have special elections.
Right.
MSD had a couple of special elections where it would be on a June ballot
and no
for an increase in bond. And, you know, you get the similar turnout. Now, I ran those campaigns, and that was the law. Well, they've changed the law, and I really think we need to change the law now, particularly as it relates to fiscal issues like this, where we're making a consequential decision that will affect people for eternity, because these taxes never go away.
That's true. Once you have them in place, you never see them repealed back.
No.
Well, you said totally committed. So speaking of people who should be committed, Sam Page's mask mandate seems to not be going to make it into place.
I was supportive and am supportive of a mask mandate. I think anybody who looks at what's going on with the virus and says that we don't have an issue has got their head in the sand. I think the county executive handled this extremely poorly, and I think he put the opportunity for his opponents to come after him. Mm-hmm. Let me explain. So he announced this down here in the city of St. Louis with the mayor of the city in a joint venture, saying, hey, we want to do things regionally. Well, if you look at the two mandates that came out, his was just a straight mask mandate. The mayor's was a mask mandate, plus I'm going to be able to spend all this money. Well, if we're doing this regionally and collectively, why do you have different mask mandates? That's number one. Number two, why are you coming down to the city of St. Louis to announce your mask mandate?
Exactly.
And that means that the mayor of the city knew what you were up to and your own council didn't know what you were up to? There was a simple way for this to happen. He could have called up the council. We all know what's going on at the county council.
Right.
If Sam Page says it's Wednesday, they're going to say it's Thursday. They're just going to fight with each other.
But that's not necessarily Republican-Democrat
thing. No, this is not a partisan thing. This is a Sam Page thing. You know,
he is disliked by Republicans and Democrats.
Well, he's got issues.
It's across the board.
But he's he's well liked by a lot of the voters. But here's what it comes
down
to.
Which is amazing.
He could have had a quick conversation with his counsel saying, right. Listen, I'm going to put this in. Here's the facts behind it. I realize you may not like it, may not support it, but this is what I'm going to announce today.
Right.
I think he takes all the teeth out of their argument. But then to come down here to the city of St. Louis, hide for 4 or 5 days when this thing leaks on a Thursday and says, oh, well, then, you know, on Friday we're going to come out with more specifics on Monday. So did that mean on the weekend, hey, good news, the virus had no teeth?
Right.
Now, look, I respect what Sam Page is up to. I have serious concerns. I lost a friend of mine this past week as it relates to this virus. This is a scary thing. And you know what? I am sick of it. I want it to go away. And there's only two ways it's going to go away. Number one is all these people who have the hesitancy and all this other stuff, get the shot. I think I had an Uber driver yesterday who was driving me. Guy's about twice the size of me, so he's a large man. And he's sitting there, and he's telling me, no, I'm not getting the shot while he's eating a McDonald's. And I said, why aren't you getting the shot? He says, because I just don't know what's in it. And I'm thinking, you're stuffing your face with McDonald's. You have no idea what's in that food. But you're gonna. But here's what it comes down to. This is not going to end. We're going to have to walk around with these masks forever. We've stolen 2 years from our kids' lives already.
This is true.
And now because a bunch of selfish individuals won't go out there and protect themselves, we're going to steal yet another year from these kids because what's going to happen to my nieces and nephews? Their soccer games are going to get canceled because kids get coronavirus. Their basketball game's going to get canceled. They're going to have to go home and do it online. How much more are we going to put these young people through?
Well, and it's funny that Sam would come to the city to be a part of this because the city seems to be reaching out and asking other people for help because all of a sudden Kim Gardner likes Eric Schmidt. Like she and Eric Schmidt have been going back and forth for all this time. And now all of a sudden I've got these murder cases that need to get done. So she's reaching out to the attorney general and saying, yeah, so I know you're suing me because I won't prosecute crime. So I'm going to give these back to you and ask you to go prosecute it.
Well, Kim Gardner is an absolute failure. And should not be there, should be removed from office. And actually, the attorney general has a process where he could do that. The bar is going to probably go through the same process. But look, if we can't prosecute murders, if that's one of the three legs of the stool, I mean, give me a break.
Right.
I get criminal justice reform, and we're not going to bust people for pot and jaywalking and nonsense like this. But if you're not going to prosecute murders, what do we do?
On.
Just let all the cops go home. What are we doing?
All of a sudden, we become New York.
But she is a complete failure. She should resign. And where are all those strong supporters in the 60 Minutes types who are coming in and saying, this is the new way we're going to do prosecuting? Really? Let people off for murder?
You know, at that point, I'm going to wrap up this bottom line segment because Michael Kelly and I agree. We're leaving in a kumbaya bipartisan moment.
There you go.
Michael Kelly, bottom line, thank you for coming in this morning. I love the fact that we can agree that Sam Page handled this poorly and that Kim Gardner needs to be gone. So there we go.
See you guys.
It's the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
fans are coming over tonight.
Are you a Hank Williams Jr. person?
I'm not. I mean, not really, but it's fine.
So Hank Williams Jr. really crossed all the way across the board for a lot of people who are in Carl's seat, who, you know, they may not be country music fans. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that. But they were.
I'm a relatively newer country music fan, so I'm not as familiar
with.
You
love the bro country.
Some of it, yeah.
So my wife's friend calls it hick pop.
Yes, there's a lot of that.
Carl says bro country. She called it hick pop. But Hank Williams Jr. got a lot of new friends. Oh, I shouldn't stand up, I guess, for the people who are on the camera. But sorry about that for looking at my midsection. Hi. But when he started doing the Monday Night Football intros.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, all my rowdy friends are coming over. Here we go. We got Frank and Dan. And I mean, it was a good time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Hank Williams Jr. is coming. We got lots of concerts that are going on. Hank is going to be at the Family Arena out there in St. Charles with the rest of us. Welcome out to God's country. He's going to be there Saturday, August 14th. So right around the corner. We've got a pair of tickets that we are going to give away to that. And which Carl are we going to do for that?
What do you want to do?
I just look at Carl. You know, I've been married for 30 years, so I take
Carl
instruction well.
Today.
What day of the week is it?
That is a Saturday.
What number?
14.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Right. Look at that. He was trying to lead me down the rosy path. He's like, figure it out on your own, radio boy. Let's see how this goes. So Hank Williams Jr., caller number 14, 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. You could be seeing Bo Cephas out at the Family Arena.
That'll be a good time.
And it's Bo Cephas' favorite president's birthday today.
Oh, that's right. Barack Obama is 60.
Obama!
I didn't even bring that up to Michael Kelly.
Obama!
Oh, bummer. He's 60 and he's scaling down his party.
Yeah.
He's going to have a big party, but he's not now because he's, you know. Joe can't come. Joe was going to come, but he can't come now.
Is he not considered close friends or a family?
You know, I don't think he's ever been a close friend of Biden. It's just kind of how this has gone. This is a big MF and deal.
How do I get some people I really don't want here off my list?
Oh,
COVID. I know we're outside and we had all these things in place, but we just...
Sorry, Joe.
Sorry, Joe.
Anything we can do to get Joe out of here, that would be fantastic. That's a great reason. So go see Hank Williams Jr. on the 14th at the Family Arena out in St. Charles. That will be a very good time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad that concerts are back. I'm glad that we're doing something that's fun. I'm glad we have Olympic people that are actually proud to be representing the United States. That is awesome. I'm also glad that Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio is going to tell us all the grimy details of creepy Andrew Cuomo. You know, you got a president who's a hair sniffer, and then you got Cuomo who's a kisser and a hugger, whether you want to be or not. It was only, you know, small fondling. Sheesh. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Andrew Cuomo theme song. Do you think I'm sexy? No, I think you're creepy, is what I think. Play number 5 for me, if you would.
Some suffered through unwanted touching and grabbing of their most intimate body parts. Others suffered through repeated offensive, sexually suggestive, or gender-based comments. A number of them endured both. None of them welcomed it, and all of them found it disturbing, humiliating, uncomfortable, and inappropriate.
So Andrew Cuomo obviously doesn't understand boundaries. We just went through a whole year and a half of COVID where 6 feet is 6 feet, right? So get away, dude. Like, you're creeping me out. But he keeps coming back. And it's funny. He was one of the first ones to line up and just trash Trump in 16 about everything that he did wrong, mm-hmm. right? But now, if you go back and you listen to him, he doesn't think he did anything wrong. Carl, fire up number 14 for us.
The New York Times published a front page picture of me touching a woman's face at a wedding and then kissing her on the cheek. That is not front page news.
It's weird.
I've been making the same gesture in public all my life. I actually learned it from my mother and from my father. It is meant to convey warmth, nothing more. Indeed, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of photos of me using the exact same gesture. I do it with everyone, black and white, young and old, straight and LGBTQ, powerful people, friends, strangers, people who I meet on the street.
I'm not creepy with just these people. I'm creepy with
everybody. That's just me.
I do it with people on the street. I learned it from my mom and dad. It was, you
know. Most people were saying, don't talk to strangers. His parents were like, go kiss them.
Hey, go on. Go hug them, fondle. I'm like,
Chris Cuomo doesn't do that.
Someone needs to ask Chris, does he do this too? Because I don't know if there's any pictures of that.
Chris is too busy touching himself. I mean, he's standing, working out in front of his mirror, trying to, look how good I look. Can you believe how good looking I am? I can't believe it's not fair for me to be this good looking. And if you met my brother's amazing. You're the best. Your book is the best book ever written. I love your book. You set a standard that everyone else should try and live up to. Oh my goodness. It's like he learned all his personal boundaries from Catholic priest. You know, it's like no one's. Was that too far? That was too far, wasn't it? I'm sorry.
I'm just
apologize.
Glad it's you and not me.
Yeah, it's okay. I didn't ask the news girl to say that. So that was good. It just makes you wonder. At what point is this going to kick in? And where do we go from here? Mm-hmm. We're going to find out a little bit more from that. Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio is on the phone with us. Tanya, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
You know, this story just gets more creepy and more creepy as we go along.
Well, there's definitely more that we will hear as far as, you know, the political fallout from all of this. There could also be, you know, other kinds of fallout as well. You know, the attorney general yesterday, when she made her report public, basically said, you know, here's what we found. She said that, you know, his administration, Cuomo's administration, is a hostile work environment, that it's rife with fear and intimidation. You know, these 11 women that she, you know, talked about their allegations in her report, she said their investigation found that he sexually harassed multiple women, current and former state of government employees included in that. She says it's up to, you know, the victims to file any charges at this point. What their task was basically was to investigate to see if there had been sexual harassment or misconduct on the part of the governor. She said, you know, if there are prosecutors, any prosecutor that wants to can now look at the, you know, documents and decide if they want to take action. That also may be coming. As far as the political fallout, at this point, all the federal lawmakers from New York are now calling on him to resign or for him to be impeached. 158 state lawmakers are calling on him to resign or step down or for him to be impeached. That's about 74% of the state lawmakers. The New York State Assembly Judiciary Committee, they've been looking into, you know, whether or not that they're going to go consider impeachment. Their next meeting is on Monday, and this kind of, you know, is also in line with the statement from the Speaker of the New York State Assembly, Carl Heastie, who called the, you know, findings of the report disgusting. He said that, you know, they will move expeditiously as they look at all the documents and stuff from the AG, and said that they will conclude their impeachment investigation as quickly as possible. So we could hear something on that, you know, in the coming days.
So there may actually be a chance that he is going to get impeached.
That's what they're, well, they've been, you know, considering this option. And I think what they were waiting on was obviously the investigation to be finished from the Attorney General's office. That there's been a lot of, you know, sort of even in the spring when all of this started, you started seeing lawmakers sort of distancing themselves and saying, well, if this is the case, then he needs to go. And that's, you know, we heard another chorus of that yesterday from, you know, I mean, this is not a partisan thing either. This is not, you know, the Republicans saying, well, he has to go, and the Democrats, you know, standing by him. This, I think the people who are yelling the loudest probably are the Democrats at this point, because, you know, that's who we've heard, even on up to the president. I mean, he was asked if he stood by his statements that he made back in March when President Biden was asked about this back then. He said, you know, if it is found that he was sexually harassing people or guilty of misconduct in his office, then, you know, he should resign. And he was asked about that yesterday, and he said he stands by those statements.
I did think it was interesting when they said, you know, do you think he should be impeached? And he said, I stand by that. And or they said, should he step down? And he said, do you think he should be impeached? He said, well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, one thing at a time. I'm like, well, I think you're going to be a big voice that's going to weigh in on this. So if he doesn't step down, should he be impeached? And that's going to be the next step to try to figure this out. I don't think a New York governor has been impeached since 1913, something like that. But if he does get impeached, it will be New York's first female governor that they will have, because the lieutenant governor is a female. So it may be
right,
history-making
Kathy Hochul
in a couple of different places. So, Tonya J. Powers, Fox News, we appreciate you spending some time with us and updating us, and we'll continue to follow this story.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's always going to get weird, isn't it? So you've got Democrats that are always going to do something that we're going to go, really? So that's how this is going to go. We're almost done today. We've got one more segment, and then the Mark Cox Show goes back to Mark Cox. So we will see how that goes. So we will wrap that up, and we will get back to the Mark Cox Show to do our finishing touches and say all our goodbyes for the day. After this, the Mark Cox Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time here. I think he should resign. I understand that the state legislature may decide to impeach. I don't know that for a fact. I've not read all that data.
Stay on the script. Stay on the script.
I'm not caught up on exactly what's going on yet. I thought I was going to be at Barack's birthday party, but then I found out I got housed out of that one. So you're asking me about stuff I wasn't prepared for. I was ready to go party with my buddy and look cool to my dim friends, but now, and I mean dim friends in a couple of different ways, but now not so much.
D-E-M, right?
Exactly.
Dim,
you but know, it's how it's going to work. It kind of just, it makes you feel so sad when you look at our national political picture and you start going, why can't we do better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are my good candidates? We were talking Monday about school board elections with Rodney, and we were talking about the fact of we are in desperate need right now of quality people to step up and run for office at all levels. And I think we've got some good candidates that are in line to step up for Roy Blunt's seat in Senate.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think National Senate, I think we've got some good candidates that we can go there. You can pick your favorite out of that crowd. We have some that some of us think, you know, now that real people are in the race, their 15 minutes are up, but we're not dropping any names, McCluskey. So, but beyond that, you know, we're moving forward. He is never going to want to see me anywhere. He's going to be like, when's Mark Cox coming back? Because this Mike Elam guy just needs to go. But I think the bigger point, as I get to wrap up my final minutes here on the Mark Cox Morning Show, is school boards are going to be the biggest influencer in your life for the coming year or so. And you've really got to make sure that you get out there and you pay attention to municipal elections, because so many times we don't.
I think the pandemic has really brought that to light. All the real local things. Like, I mean, I think 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something you'd been like, who's the county executive of St. Louis? Nobody really knew, unless they were, you know, getting put in jail. You know, then they
right.
then it became a name or whatever. But in general, people weren't super aware of who their direct local leaders were.
Right.
And the pandemic has brought that out in a lot of people who are now very much involved in paying attention, because now it's like, yeah, it does start local.
These people have
a real impact on my life.
They do. I used to joke about the fact that, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, they can't tell you who they'll probably know the president. They may know their senator. They probably don't know their House of Representative. And once you get past that, there's a good chance they don't know any of their state people.
Right.
They may know their governor, but they don't know pretty much any of the other people. They don't know their state senator. They don't know their state rep. And pretty much no one knows that they even have a county councilman, right? Mm-hmm. You have no idea what county council district that you live in. And if you do, gold star for you, because you are part of the 1%. They just don't know. But when you try to figure out when school board or municipal election, when you get to that point, it's so hard to find out information. And you'll see the NEA slate. This is who the NEA is going to put up. Mm-hmm. They've got their two or three names that are all on that same one. If you see those folks, you should just know right away, oh, those are the teachers' candidates, so I'm not voting for them. I'm moving on to none of the above, right? Those are the folks I'm not going to. Remember Brewster's Millions with Richard Pryor?
Mm-hmm. John Candy?
John Candy. John Candy was his friend who was in that movie. You're exactly right. He was his catcher. So Brewster was a pitcher. John Candy was his catcher. But he had to burn through $300 million and not have anything to show for it. Or so he put this campaign together. Or he had to burn through $30 million in a month and have nothing to show for it. No assets. So he put the whole campaign, vote none of the above. And the thing I fear is that we're getting to that point where so many voters are going to say, you know what, I don't like any of them. I'm voting for none of the above. And we've got to find quality people. Mm-hmm. If you know somebody in your community that's just a rock star for your community, encourage them to run and get behind them. Or if you are that person who's a rock star in your community, go run. I mean, we need people who are going to step up and answer the bell. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, our communities are going to spiral. So we really need you to step up. And as a voter, like even the Democrat was talking about, right? We've got to get people to come out to these elections and don't let 8%, 6%, 9% determine your tax rates, determine your school boards, determine your council person, your alder person, whatever. You've got to get out there and you've got to get involved in the process.
Doesn't it seem like there should be a red flag like on a tax increase on a vote in August?
But that's always put them in.
Exactly. But like, yeah, I mean, and Mike was saying, you know, there needs to be changes here. This is not really the right way to go about governing. Throwing something like that in an election where you know six people potentially show up to vote.
And I think I need to confirm this with some of my state rep friends, but I think there's a bill that's going to go through that they're going to look at trying to get rid of April elections and move them all to August and make everything partisan. So you have to declare whichever side that you're going to be in. And that will change a lot.
That would change, yeah.
Speaking of change, we're getting back to normal. Mark Cox is going to be back here tomorrow. He's back from his long, strange trip that he took.
Well, we appreciate you being here, and Ryan Recker as well.
Ryan Recker did a fantastic job.
Thanks, guys.
And it's always a pleasure for me to come in. My name is Mike Elam, in case you missed that. That is?
Denise Schaefer.
And that is Carl.
Hi.
They will be at the ball game tonight, so you can see them for Star Wars. Good luck, St. Louis Cardinals. We're hoping that you can keep it under 5 runs per inning that you give up. It's been fun being a part of the Mark Cox Radio Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.